This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
قال وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض وفي رواية إلا شركوكم في الأجر وروى البخاري أيضا عن أنس قال رجعنا من غزوة تبوك مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن أقواما خلفنا بالمدينة ما سلكنا شعبا ولا واديا إلا وهم معنا حبسهم العذر. In this hadith, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم speaking about you getting the full reward, getting the full reward for an action that you don't even need to, you don't even do, something good that you did not even do, and you will still get the full reward for it. How is that? How is that possible? In this hadith, hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu warda, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said actually we accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an expedition when he said there are some men in Al Madina who are with you. Wherever you march and wherever, whichever valley that you cross, they have not joined you in person because of their illness. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ explained that even further, or Anas, he said actually, when we returned back from the Battle of Tabuk, the long journey from Tabuk to Medina, so when we were coming back from the Battle of Tabuk with the Prophet ﷺ, he remarked, there are people whom you left behind in Al-Madinah who accompanied us in spirit in every pass and every valley we crossed. They remained behind for a valid reason or excuse. What does that mean? The Prophet ﷺ speaking here about when he called the community to march with him to Tabuk. It was a very dire situation, very difficult circumstances. It was in the summer when the fruits are ripening. People, they need to start harvesting, but still they were called to go and recruit as many people as possible to face the army of the Romans' allies from the north to kind of dispel them before they even march down south towards Al-Madina. And it was not an easy task. It was difficult. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documented the story in Surah At-Tawbah. But then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is capable of riding on the back of the camel should ride with us. Like he left no excuse to anybody. So whoever was able to do that, they left with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now on the way, some people, they were kind of like acting weird, like some hypocrites who didn't want to take the journey. So they wait for the army to pass, to go, and then they just kind of like start slowing down until they disappear and they go back again to their homes. Other people, they wanted to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but were unable to do that. Like some people, they came to the Prophet, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, could you please find me a ride? I don't have a ride. Like they were poor. They could not secure a ride for themselves. They could not have a camel strong enough to get them to the desert. So they said, Ya Rasul, could you please have someone, you know, to carry with them? And the Prophet said, I don't have anything. And they cried their eyes out because of that, and as they were going back home. And Allah documented that in the Quran about these people. تَفِيضُ عَيُنُهُم مِّنَ الدَّمْعِ. They were crying because they were unable to find or secure a ride with the Prophet ﷺ. So these people, some of them were ill, some of them were old, some of them did not have a ride to go with the Prophet ﷺ. In their hearts, in their intention, they wanted to go and they tried everything possible to be with the Prophet ﷺ, but they couldn't. So the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about these people whom their hearts were confirmed on that. Like their intention was absolute about going with the Prophet ﷺ to be with him on that battle. But their circumstances didn't allow them to get there with the Prophet ﷺ. These are the people, Rasulullah ﷺ said, look, we left behind some people in Medina. So we left them in Medina, physically. However, we didn't go through any valley. We didn't pass through any place. But they shared the reward with you. They get equal reward like you do. مَا حَبَسَهُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَضِ. They were detained there, they couldn't come out because they were ill or because they had an excuse. So what does that mean? And the Prophet ﷺ explained that, and we're going to come to them later, inshallah, these ahadith afterwards. He said, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, that in regards to how people get their reward for things they don't even do. Like what? He said that some people, they don't have the money. They see their brothers and sisters who have the wealth given in charity, and they have in their heart the intention that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will for them to be rich enough, like these brothers and sisters, they will give equally. And the Prophet said, "Hum fil ajri sawa," they get the reward equally. Even though they did not spend a penny, but their sincere intention that if they had, they will give it, got them the reward for the as if they have given done that. Another hadith, the Prophet speaks about the people who had, alhamdulillah, established good tradition and good actually schedule for themselves. Like what? Waking up for tahajjud, waking up for fajr on time, making their dhikr, praying al-duha, praying their sunnah and nafil, making their adhkar regular throughout the day, and reading Quran and so on. Like, they get the reward for all that work, right? But then they had to travel. And when you travel usually disrupts all that order. So you're unable to pray your fajr in the masjid, you're unable to pray the tahajjud, you cannot pray maybe duha or sunnah and nafil, like many of that get disrupted. You're unable to fast Mondays and Thursdays because you're traveling right now. Or because you're ill, because now you fall ill, so I'm unable to fulfill all these obligations right now with these sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write the ajr for this individual, will write the ajr for them as if they were actually there performing it. Even though you're not doing any of that. Now you tell me, jama'ah, what kind of rahmah is this? What kind of mercy is that? Other than the mercy of subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. That's a divine mercy. Who on earth would reward you like this for something you haven't done? Well, I had the intention to make the wall for you, but you couldn't. I was sick, actually. Are you going to pay them? You'd have to finish it first, right? But here with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just for sincere intention, what's in your heart would matter much more than what you do. So make sure to intend well and do well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make some of those who are intentional always to do good, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes, sir. Salaam to Allah. Can we get the reward on behalf of the people of Gaza, like if we were there to help them and support them and so on? I hope so. I mean, I don't see what's in the hearts. Allah is the one who sees that. So if a person has in their heart, if I was there, I would help them out, I would support them, I would give them, I would, you know, try my best to donate for them and so on. All these good deeds that you intend, I hope if you're sincere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write them for you as if you are actually doing them. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.